Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Tommy Tucker will be back tomorrow. I'm here today. I'm Dave Cohen. Thanks for joining us on WWL. It's a cold start out there for most of us, 33 now north of the lake, 41 at the airport. Still some dense fog reported with visibility down to a quarter of a mile in Hammond and Macomb, but most of the other areas, that overnight dense fog has been lifting. The Pew Research Center annually finds out how religious people in America are, and it looks like things have now stabilized. Back in 2020, they asked people if they attend religious services at least once or twice a month. And 33% of Americans said that they do, that they regularly go to a church, a synagogue, or some other house of worship. 34% said they do that in 2025. So you can see about a third of Americans over the last 5 years have consistently said that they regularly attend some sort of religious services. And what percentage of Americans identify with an organized religion? Well, it was 71% back in 2020. It's now 70% for 2025. To help us understand what's going on, and is this a stabilization where we've kind of reached an area where we know which Americans are actually participating in organized religion and which are not, we asked Mark Silk to join us, a professor emeritus of religion and public life at Trinity College. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing well. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And 2 weeks to go. From today will be Christmas Eve. Are you surprised, or is that what you expected, that about one-third of Americans regularly attend some sort of religious services?
I think that's pretty believable. It's interesting. Back at the beginning of this century, so, 25 years ago, the questions that were always asked of that sort were, do you attend weekly? And the numbers were actually a little higher than they are now. So, we've sort of lowered the bar on what counts as regular attendance. And you have to also ask, do people honestly say how often they attend? Sometimes people exaggerate what they consider to be their good behavior, like voting and worship attendance is one of those things. So it seems about right, probably a little high.
Yeah, it's like if you ask someone, hey, do you go to the public library? And people are like, oh, yeah, I go all the time, because they feel totally like it's something they're supposed to do. And it's probably the same, you're right, with asking people if they regularly attend religious services. But you make a very interesting point. Pew is now asking people, do you attend at least once or twice a month? It used to be expected that you attended every week. This nation was founded by those seeking to practice their religion freely, and probably practiced it a whole lot more than we do these days. But the fact that it's stabilized over the last 5 years seems to indicate we've hit a plateau, right? And we kind of know. Now, that means 2/3 of Americans do not attend any religious services regularly.
That's right. And, you know, the other telling fact to me is the percentages of Americans who identify with a religion. And you know, back in the 1990s, you know, there were maybe 7% of Americans didn't. Now that number is well up in the 30s. And for the youngest generation, you know, Gen Z, the numbers are, you know, is north of 40 for people who say they don't, you know, they don't identify with religion. They're nuns. So that's been perhaps the most striking statistic about American religion over the past generation.
So for the last 5 years, it's been pretty stable that about 70% identify with a religion. But you're saying in the 20 or 30 years prior to that, that number was much higher. And so we've kind of seen a significant dip, but it seems like it's stabilized. We're not seeing a vast abandonment of people identifying with a religion, even though fewer and fewer are attending regular organized church, synagogue, or other religious services.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, one of the things that did interest me about the comparison that you're, you know, focused on is there doesn't seem to have been any particular impact of COVID, where, you know, an awful lot of Americans stopped showing up, you know, in person at religious services. And the impact of the pandemic seems to have been, you know, minimal, I guess.
Yeah, because I asked people if they attend. Now, they may still be, I know a lot of houses of worship still Zoom or YouTube or Facebook Live their services. And I don't know if people answering that question feel like going on their tablet, laptop, or phone to attend a service or not. They didn't make that distinction.
It's a good question. Yeah. It would have been interesting if Pew had sort of tracked that. You know, a lot of people go to big churches, and what they're watching when they sit there is a screen.
Good point. Yeah, because they're so far away from the pulpit that they have to watch it on a screen anyway to have a good view of whoever is doing the preaching. We're talking about religion in the United States. When we come back, we'll find out how many Americans say they pray daily and find out what that tells us about religion in the United States 2 weeks before Christmas Eve. Right now, we got to check WWL traffic. 2/3 of Americans surveyed by Pew say they do not attend a church, temple, mosque, or other house of worship even once a month anymore. Only 1/3 regularly go to services, and only 70% identify with a religion, way down from the 1990s. We're talking with Professor Emeritus of Religion in Public Life at Trinity College, Mark Silk. This Pew Research Study professor also asked people, do you pray daily? And 52% of Americans in 1990 said they did not pray daily. 54% in 2025 say they do not pray daily. More than half of Americans no longer pray every day. What does that tell you about the status of religion in our country?
Well, it says, you know, people are praying less. You know, it's pretty stable. I mean, you know, the real question that, you know, one has to ask about these things is what's happening with different groups of, you know, age cohorts? What do the trends look like over time? People who were born, you know, in the 1940s or 50s retain a lot of identification with religion. They pray a fair amount. They go to services, you know, regularly. But what's happening with Gen Z and, you know, so on? And there, you know, there has been some journalistic claims that may be stabilizing and turning around. But the overall trends are that young people, I mean, I'm looking at statistics from that report showing that, you know, only 7% of the youngest adults say they consider themselves religious, very religious, and only 24% pray daily. So we've been looking at quite a decline in religious practice, and the question there is, you know, has that stabilized? Is it going to turn around? Religion has had remarkable staying power over the millennia, but these are striking numbers.
Yeah, so based on the past, can we predict, do you think, the future? Is religion going to, while it stabilized the last 5 years, it looks like, based on the numbers of these younger people, do you expect that they will become more religious as they age, or are we going to see a continued decline to a point where we have less than a quarter of Americans soon who are attending regular services of any kind?
I think probably we are going to have less than around a quarter. Americans always look for revivals of religion, and that does happen in American and larger history. I think what's likely to happen.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Is that you'll have a strong cohort, but a minority of Americans who take religion very seriously, and lots of people for whom, it doesn't mean that much one way or another. They're not active atheists, or they don't think about it much. They just live their lives. They don't, you know, they'll probably show up at a house of worship for a wedding or a bat,
or maybe on Christmas Day, or Christmas Eve.
Yeah, something.
That's about
something
it.
Like that. But we're talking about norms in the society, and it's quite clear that people don't feel the sort of social pressure to just show up every week at church the way, or other religious synagogue or mosque, the way once upon a time that was the case.
Professor, we sure appreciate your getting up early and sharing your expertise with us here on WWL. Whatever it is that you choose to believe, celebrate, or whatever, I hope you have a wonderful season ahead. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Dave.
All right. Yeah. I'm Dave Cohen. We'll be back after this on WWL. Hearing from a number of people who have something to do with these lectures at bars. One person who is a bar owner calls it spot on. Another person says, these bar lectures are usually surprisingly entertaining. Experts in fields can sometimes be very funny when talking about their wheelhouse. And somebody else says that they've attended a series of bar lectures called Nerd Nights. You ever been to a lecture in a bar? I have not. And this trend has somehow escaped me. Now, I don't go to bars very often anymore at this stage in my life, but maybe I would if there was someone talking about something I wanted to hear. I'd go listen to Doug Cinceri give a lecture in a bar. He's host of All Things Legal here on WWL and joining us now. Good morning, Doug. How you doing?
Good morning. I think girls used to lecture me in bars to stay away about 40 years ago.
Yeah, you got lectured all the time in the bars. This is not the same kind of lecture. Yeah. I wanted to have you on this morning because I want to understand the law when it comes to immigration and public schools. We saw a report this week that 15%, that's a surprisingly large number, of students in Jefferson Parish public schools have not been attending school since the Border Patrol crackdown began here in the greater New Orleans region. Does that surprise you, 15%?
Yeah, I mean, especially Jefferson Parish, I had no idea that, you know, to that extent that, you know, there's that many, I guess, undocumented people whose children go to school.
Now, you and I haven't had kids in school in a while, but I do remember, my youngest is in his 20s now, but I do remember when we enrolled our kids in school, you needed to present a birth certificate. Is that right. No longer the case? Do you not need to establish residency or citizenship to send a child to school in Louisiana?
Well, there's a difference between residency and citizenship. You have to present documentation as to where you live, because under the Supreme Court case, Plyer versus Doe, you have to, school districts have to educate children who are residents, legal or illegal, within their district. Now, you have to present maybe a lease, a utility bill, or affidavit saying I live in this district for the purpose of determining you don't live in another district, because the purpose is that district should be paying for its own schools, and you shouldn't be, you know, a district shouldn't be paying for a kid in another state or another district. So you have to present for the purposes of residency or where you live. But there's no requirement to produce a document saying that you are a legal citizen or a documented citizen of the United States. So there is a distinction there. But they basically have these requirements on two different train tracks. You don't have to prove that you are a legal resident in order to enroll in school in the United States. And in fact, you're not allowed to ask if you're a resident, a legal resident, but, or not.
I thought you had to at least establish age.
You have to establish age.
So don't you need a birth certificate to establish age? Because I remember there was a cutoff. It was like a certain day in a certain month that established what grade you would go into, if you were old enough for kindergarten, first grade, whatever the question was. So I remember bringing a birth certificate to, I guess it was the school or the school board office. Again, this is ancient history for me. My kids are all grown. But if you need that birth certificate to prove age, doesn't that also establish citizenship?
Well, if you bring a birth certificate that shows age but is from another country, they cannot use that to exclude you into enrollment, you know, along with other documentation showing you live in the district. So if you have a birth certificate and it shows that you were born in, you know, Venezuela or South America, you can only use it for age, to verify the age, but not to determine immigration status, and you cannot exclude them, a student, based on that fact. So yes, you do have to prove your age, and if you have to prove your age with a document from outside the country, that is okay, but they can't use that to exclude you into enrollment because they have doubts regarding your status as a citizen.
All right. So when we come back, I want to dig deeper into, does it seem like 15% of students in Jefferson Parish are undocumented children, or is it something maybe related to their parents, as many people are texting us? We'll talk to Doug Cinceri about that after we check on WWL Traffic. Attorney and host of All Things Legal, Doug Cinceri, told us a moment ago that precedent has established in the United States that schools cannot require proof of citizenship before enrolling students in a public school. What was the legal reasoning behind that precedent you cited?
I think they wanted to put a firewall between educating students and their parents' immigration status. In other words, the I guess public policy was, regardless of a child's parents' immigration status, if you live in a district, you must be educated.
So even if they entered the country illegally with their parents, or if they were born in the country or are legal U.S. citizens, regardless, it doesn't matter. The policy of the United States, based on legal precedent, is everybody is entitled to an education regardless of the legality of their citizenship.
Absolutely.
All right. I wonder if that will be challenged at any point. We have seen a lot of other things challenged and precedents that have long stood in the United States being challenged, as we've seen a shift in public thought and the way people, their people's politics, that could be challenged, just like all of these other precedents we've seen challenged, right?
Yeah, I think it'd have to be addressed legislatively. And, you know, based on the composition of Congress right now, I don't think it would pass, or at least the Senate. So, and again, I think what the thought is, the children really, I mean, they found themselves where they were. I mean, they didn't make any decisions. There were decisions were being made for them, so they should not be penalized. And if they're here, whether they're legally or illegally or undocumented, they still need to be educated. And, you know, that is a, I guess, the consideration of the government at that point for the child who's, again, didn't make their own decisions.
A lot of people are texting us on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870, thinking that the 15% in Jefferson Parish that have not been attending school as we enter the second week of this Border Patrol crackdown on illegal immigration in Greater New Orleans may be partially due to the fact that the parents' immigration status is not legal, and that the parents are just essentially hiding in their homes and keeping their kids home during that process. I guess they could send them on a school bus, but clearly they don't want to drive to the school, fearing that immigration enforcement agents may be there and attempt to arrest them when they arrive, dropping their kids off.
Right. I think some of it may be unwarranted fear, I guess, as far as the law is concerned, but some of it is if they've identified someone who is the ICE is interested in and apprehending, they would maybe look up the school records and say this would be an opportunity to apprehend them because we know that they may be at the school at a certain time and certain place when they drop off their children. So that would be the conditions I would guess that they would fear. But as far as being turned in by the school or having some type of, review of the school records to determine whether there's an immigration status or implication that they're not, that's not the case. It would be that maybe that a particular person of interest would be at could be identified at dropping off their children at a school at a certain time, and it would be easy to apprehend.
We look forward to hearing. You're going to be on this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on WWL, huh?
That's right. The Saints play at 3:25, so we're on this Sunday. So it's our last show of the year.
We'll look forward
to January.
Yeah, yes. And then the Saints won't be in the playoffs, so you'll have regular shows again.
That's right. We're starting way too early this year. So
yeah, sad but true. All right.
That's right.
Thank you for lending your expertise, Doug. We look forward to hearing you Sunday morning at 8 a.m. All things legal here on WWL. All right, coming up. Big subsidies coming to farmers in the United States. We'll find out how that helps those growing crops and other agricultural interests here in Louisiana after the news on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.